Breaking news. Ukraine fires Russian missile into Poland and starts a war with NATO. A false flag attack once again. A new Pearl Harbor. Another 9/11. This time, the stakes are higher than ever. World War III. Nuclear war. And this is the best thing to get through the plandemic. The plandemic has been exposed. As a massive genocide program to kill and maim millions of people. And we have the prime suspects. Klaus Schwab, the Bill Gates, and so many more. And they're running away from it. They're trying to bury the story. They're trying to bury the vaccine injuries. Millions of people are flooding the internet with vaccine injuries, and they want to talk about war. And so this is perfect. And it's perfect timing because Ukraine was about to move out of the picture. People are talking peace. People are talking shutting down the Ukraine conflict. And here comes the unexpected. A missile into Poland. Now, of course, Ukraine and Poland are next door neighbors. It's like North Dakota and Minnesota. It's part of this tri-state area. And they don't mind getting together for the benefit of the dark side. They don't mind killing and staging murders for war. They have a real bad history out there in Poland and Ukraine, in all directions. They've been victimized, they've been perpetrators. It's a very sad thing to see. These people trying to start World War III. And it always happens in Europe, and it always happens when Germany is leading the way. Many of you probably don't know your history, but there was a First World War. It was the Germans. There was a Second World War. It was the Germans again. And after that war, they broke up Germany. And during the Cold War, in history lessons around America, students learned that every time Germany is unified, there's war. There's a world war. And here we go again. Germany leading the Fourth Reich of the European Union. They've just totally taken over Europe like World War II never even happened. Total assimilation. People tried to vote down the European Constitution by referendum. And the governments just threw it back and passed it in the middle of the night and totally subverted the will of the people. Total forced assimilation of the entire continent by Davos and the Klan. And now they're looking like Westworld more than ever. Might as well put a cowboy hat on these war criminals. Did you see the fake Earth broadcast? You're missing out if you didn't. On our way to the metaverse, on our way to world assimilation by technocracy, we're totally locked out of the equation. Our votes don't matter. The elections are rigged. Obviously, it takes them like 10 days to announce the winner. Oh, we finally got enough fake votes mass-produced in the middle of the night. We can prove our victory. Unleash it in the news, echoed everywhere, and people are like in trance with the fluoride stare. They don't even bother looking at the chemtrails anymore. Adderall sales are skyrocketing, to say the least. It's a bad, bad situation. And everybody knows it. But here we are. The long-expected kickoff to World War III appears to have arrived. And now we're just waiting for the proclamation. We're just waiting for them to say, oh, we've been attacked. Let's go to war. You know, why not send it out like a referendum to the people? Because the people aren't buying the sauce, to say the least. And the Constitution clearly says that if the government becomes counterproductive to the will of the people, it is the right of the people to take back their voice. And they do mean that in a very physical way. 1776. People have the right to be upset right now, given the current situation. More than upset. Everything is going the wrong way. And time is running out. The longer people just sit around and watch the television, the sooner we're going to see mushroom clouds or something of that nature in our neighborhoods. And I know a lot of people want to say there's no such thing as nuclear weapons. Well, maybe there is, and maybe there isn't. One thing's for sure. They can nuke an entire continent with these cell towers. They can crank up the radiation and kill everybody while they sleep. They can emulate a nuclear attack, and they can emulate, just like they can emulate a plandemic. At first came the 5G, then came the COVID. Moo, cows. You're just grazing in the pasture, waiting for the slaughterhouse. This is a very serious situation. Everybody knows what's going on here. Another Iraq, another Syria, another Vietnam, another Korea. Just more of the same. There is not one shred of credibility when it comes to the official narrative on anything. And we're not saying that to be mean. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out what's going on out there. And so people really have to act accordingly. The people on television are trying to murder and genocide everyone in the country and in the world. They're trying to start a nuclear war. They're trying to reset the planet. They want an artificial reset. They want to destroy the world. You would think that there would be superheroes for this. Where are the X-Men? Where are the Batmans? Where are the Rambos? Where are the Commandos? Where is the Mission Impossible crew? Where are these people that are supposed to save us? They're in on it too. The entire system is messed up. It's been this way for quite some time, but now it's getting serious. World War III is no laughing matter. Just like the prices at the gas pump are no laughing matter, to say the least. Everything is going in the wrong direction. The cost of housing, the cost of health insurance, the cost of living. The whole psychology of the masses the education, the culture in general, the topography with all of these death towers, the chemtrails. There's nothing that's going very well right now. It may look okay when you're at the grocery store until you see what's in the food. Everything is messed up. Everything on the television is messed up. These people on TV are messed up. Look at this guy. He's like dressed like Captain Spock or something. What planet is this guy from? You will eat bugs and own nothing. This dude must be from Mars. Must be like a lizard or something underneath that skin. As we watch the Westworld robots just basically appear on television. People better just say, look, there's too much evidence to look away. From 9/11, JFK, everything, all the way up until now. There's just too much evidence to look away. We can't afford to take a risk like this and just ignore the situation. It's like the pipes bursting at home. You're just going to sit there as the water just floods into the living room. Change the channels. Oh, I got to go shopping. How bad does it have to get before people get motivated? What's it going to take? I mean, imagine the zombies, you know, imagine there was like a real life zombie apocalypse. Okay, we're just going to go into the world of fiction right now. We're going to imagine that there's zombies everywhere, right? Wearing masks and getting injections. But no, imagine like something really did escape the lab, right? And we see New York like basically start like the movie I Am Legend. They're going zombie apocalypse over there. Something bad has happened, right? How long would it take for you to like go out there and organize a crew in your community? Like, look, the zombies are coming. This is super bad. I mean, what would people do? They just buy food and just hide in the basement waiting for that thing to come? Would you not want to set up like city defenses, like block all roads, like prevent, you know, the same thing that happened in 2020 from happening again? I remember when the whole thing broke out in China, you know, in late 2019, we were reporting on it and we're like, look at all of, you know, look at all of these people. There's something going on. And for like 3 or 4 months, they totally ignored the situation on television and let all of the air traffic come in, the cruise ships come in. They didn't stop anything. And I don't want to hear, you know, there is no virus. Just imagine that, you know, something like that did happen and they just totally ignored it for 3 or 4 months. The zombie apocalypse hits in New York. You see people mutating and they're like, oh, we're on it. The CDC is going to take care of it, you know. We've got our crisis response team. We've declared an emergency. Okay, so you're just waiting for them to resolve the issue and you just see it getting worse. You know, it's spreading now. It's in Boston and it's really like the movies and, you know, it's bad. And, you know, you're in your town and whatever and, you know, nobody's doing nothing. They're like, you know, you see cars driving by. You know, you're just imagining to yourself how long before this thing blows in with the wind. Is it already here? What are we going to do? How long before people just basically, you know, start protecting their communities? And then maybe you look at your community and you're like, there's nothing there to protect. They're all gone anyways. 10 out of 10 people are vaccinated. Or they just don't make sense. Any case, we should be planning accordingly. Not only to bunker and hunker down for whatever's coming next, but also to spread out and say, look, you know, have you seen what's going on? Maybe you know people. Get serious, but obviously, you know, be like the Boy Scouts. Because this tyranny, this hostage situation is paranoid in nature. Like, ooh, they got the Bible. They must be extreme, you know, extremists. It's come to that. 50 years ago, everybody was going to church, and now today, You know, you talk about the Bible and you're an extremist. How did this happen? I'll tell you how it happened. It's the zombie apocalypse. Something has infected their brains. And so something must be done. And obviously voting isn't going to resolve the issue. Every time it's going to take them 10 days to manufacture votes and then tell you, oh, the Democrats won again. We're going to continue on with the agenda. 21-2030, you will eat bugs, own nothing, and be exterminated. So you just have to think, like, you know, what's it going to take? Imagine the zombies are coming. Are you just going to sit there? I mean, you might want to build some walls. You might want to cut off the roads. You might want to, you know, make it happen. And, you know, if all of a sudden, like, 10 or 20 cities just went, like, Bundy Ranch, you know, and just said, we're not going to take it anymore, and just kicked all the Democrats out in the media and just said, you know, F it. You know, they'd send in the army and there'd be this big standoff. You know, you might even see, like, a real civil war. They'd open fire on the extremists. We got the terrorists, you know, on CNN. But it's basically, I mean, people are going to have to push back. You know, it's like getting pushed in the bar. You know, what are you going to do? Well, you know, maybe you do want to turn the other cheek. But I mean, if this guy's like following you home and trying to rape your wife and stuff, I mean, what are you going to do? Open the door, invite him in. Oh, please be gentle. Here, have some Astroglide, you know? So there comes a point when you just can't accommodate and basically compromise on the issues. That's what people did back in the 40s. They compromised and they just let tyranny just kind of like expand until it became unbearable. Eventually it'll reach that point. Eventually people will just automatically just do stuff. And so, you know, we got to keep doing that song and dance, making it happen, because it's obviously a runaway train and somebody needs to hit the emergency brake. Somebody needs to turn this ship around. We go back to the 90s and the 80s, because this future sucks and it's only going to get worse. You will own nothing and eat bugs. Where do these people come from? They're definitely sounding reptilian to me. We'll leave it there for this broadcast. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is Stranger Than Fiction News. And if you're listening to this, you are the resistance.